The Empire Crumbles. The decline of the Roman Empire began under Commodus. Historians do not agree on any one cause for this decline. They believe that several problems led to the fall of Rome. Weak, corrupt rulers. After Commodus, emperors were almost always successful generals, not politicians. They often stole money from the treasury. They used the money to enrich themselves and pay for the loyalty of their soldiers. The government and the economy became weak, and the Senate lost power. Would-be rulers gained the throne by violence. Between AD 180 and AD 284, Rome had 29 emperors. Most were assassinated. A mercenary army. In earlier times, the Roman army had been made up of citizen soldiers ready to defend their land. Now the army was filled with mercenaries, foreign soldiers who served for pay. Mercenaries were motivated by money, not by loyalty to any cause. They often switched sides if doing so could work to their personal advantage. Rome's strength depended on a strong army that was loyal to the nation, which was now a memory. The size of the empire. The Roman Empire had grown too large. Enemies launched attacks all over the empire. Many conquered territories regained their independence. The Roman army spent its time defending the empire instead of extending its authority. Consequently, the empire shrank. Serious economic problems. When Rome stopped conquering new lands, new sources of wealth were no longer available. The empire struggled to pay its army. To raise money, the government raised taxes. Meanwhile, the people of the empire suffered severe unemployment. Food was scarce, so its price went up. To pay for food, the government produced more coins. The value of those coins was dependent upon the amount of silver in them. But because the government did not have much silver, less of this metal was put in each coin. This change resulted in inflation, an economic situation in which more money circulates, but the money has less value. When inflation is not controlled, money buys less and less. Roman coins soon became worthless. Efforts to stop the decline. Some emperors tried to stop the empire's decline. Diocletian worked to strengthen Rome. He enlarged the army, built new forts at the borders, and improved the tax system. Diocletian also divided the empire into two parts to make it easier to rule. He ruled the wealthier eastern part of the empire and appointed a co-emperor to rule the western part. Reading check. What problems did having a mercenary army cause for the empire?